Good afternoon. It is Monday, the 13th of September. We've got four picks for you today. Three baseball, one Monday Night Football. Starting with Monday Night Football, we've got Baltimore as a 3.5 to 4 point favorite over the Vegas Raiders. We're going to do a little different here. Found a money line bet on the Ravens for minus 180 and was able to buy a half point to get to -3 at another book. So we're going to split one unit. This is not a bigger bet. This is the same size bet as the baseball picks. But it is Baltimore -3 and Baltimore simply to win on the money line. Half a unit on each. Again, not a bigger bet than the baseball plays. This is not a slam dunk or just because it's NFL, it's a bigger bet. No. Baseball is more profitable than the NFL in the long run. All professionals know that. So just keep in mind, do what you want on your picks, but this is a same size bet as any other bet for one unit. So Baltimore -3 and Baltimore to win outright by any amount, half a unit on each. The baseball picks have the Miami Marlins. That's our best pick of the day. Still only one unit, but is the one I feel the most confident in. The lowest line, and that's minus 110. So the Marlins minus 110. The Toronto Blue Jays minus 125. And the San Francisco Giants minus 105. So the Giants, the Blue Jays, the Marlins, all money line, and then the Baltimore Ravens, part money line and part -3, buying the half point or half or point, however you, you know, whatever your cheapest deal is. Sometimes the 1 point at one book is not any different than the half point at another book because they're juicing it a different way. So that's the play there. Now, Baltimore, they could but win by 10 points, 11 points in this game, maybe even two touchdowns, although that's unlikely. It's more like 10 points, six or seven maybe. There's just this feeling that Vegas at home, fans, maybe they can keep this close. And hey, you know what? Again, they could win. Vegas could win this game. It's not like Baltimore is this enormous favorite. Anything can happen on any given Sunday or Monday in this case. So again, don't go crazy, but it is a safe bet. The numbers imply positive ROI on this, playing it that way. So recapping a little bit of yesterday, we had some bad beat action going on there. We had some bad luck as well. The under on the Dodgers and Padres, under 7.5. Called exactly what was going to happen with Scherzer. Said he'd pitch a stud of a game. He had no hitter going late into the game. The game ended up with one hit only and zero runs for San Diego. Even had a prop bet and talked about that a little bit yesterday, taking a shutout, that the Dodgers shut out the Padres, and sure enough, they did. Unfortunately, the bad beat side was on the total under 7.5 and ended up 8-0. It was zero runs after three, two runs after six, and then unfortunately, one factor didn't get taken into consideration. Blake Snell, the pitcher for San Diego, goes out with a groin injury after two batters, two outs. Unfortunately, that created a bullpen game, and by the time we got late into the games, there was scraping the bottom of the barrel, you might say, or overusing pitchers, and the Dodgers flat out exploded, scored six runs later in the game in two innings. And that was it. We had four and then two, and that was the end of that. So that's bad luck. That's not a bad beat. But another prop bet. Even though we went 3-3 in the NFL yesterday, we made some good money on different sports books, had different prop bets for the first week of the NFL, one of which was take the over-under on one specific game. They said that game would be Arizona-Tennessee. You can pick over or under the total. We had a slight lean on the over, and with the prop positive money coming and a free bet coming if you win in addition to that, it makes sense to play a bet like that. These are small bets with reasonable limits. In this game, there was no limit, but you needed to play the minimum because what's happening is they're going to give you a free bet equal to the amount of points scored in the game. So it made sense to just bet $50. I mean, it's a chicken scratch, right? But you have fun with these things. They're going to give you a free bet on top of it. You take it. All right, well, it's 51 points scored in the first three quarters. You need over 53.5. There's a field goal attempt shortly thereafter, 43 yards. 95% of those are made. Nope. And then, of course, the rest of the way, Arizona with a huge lead, No real incentive to kick a field goal, right? No incentive to do anything. And Tennessee, absolutely no incentive to kick a field goal because, well, they're down by 3+ touchdowns. So 24 points, you're going to go for it, which means turning it over on downs. Bad luck. These things happen. The bad beat comes with San Francisco, -8.5. They're up by 24 points with 2 minutes left. They give up a touchdown, two-point conversion. Two-point conversions have a much less than 50% chance of coming through, which is, by the way, one of the reasons why you wouldn't just go for a two-point conversion every time instead of kicking the one-point extra attempt, because less than 50% come in. Then Detroit converts a onside kick. San Francisco, Kittle muffs the catch. Now, that's extremely low percentage of coming in. Onside kicks are absolute Hail Marys at best. They just do not happen, but yet it was converted. All right, well, they still have to go 65 yards. Well, they did that in less than a minute. And guess what? Converted another two-point conversion, 16 points scored, making that 24-point lead an 8-point lead with only a minute being used up between the time of the two touchdowns. So less than 2 minutes to go in the game, they scored two touchdowns. That bet is called a bad beat. It happens, all right? But let's talk about bad beats and tips and hints on public money. So public money is a little bit on Baltimore today. 55% of the bets on Baltimore, not too bad. It's a little bit on the public side, but 67% of the money. What that means is there's more sharp money coming in on Baltimore than Vegas because there's more money than percentage of bets, indicating larger bets, therefore the sharper money as a rule. Obviously, there is square money coming in on that as well at times, but you have to average it all out. And what that generally means is sharp money goes where there's a higher percentage than the amount of bets. It's not a perfect scenario because 55% of the bets, 67% of the money, that means Vegas, quote unquote Vegas, all the sports books would like the Vegas Raiders to win because it's not all their money is not made on the spread, the vig. It's a misnomer to say that they make money on mismatches on the side, on the betting, where 80% of the money is on one side, 20% on the other. Well, guess what? They want to come in. They want the 20% side to win the bet so they can win the 80% of the money. So you don't want to bet against Vegas as a general rule. So it's better to be on the side with less money, but you also want to be on the side with sharp money. So it kind of washes itself out on that. But public, a couple of weeks ago, before the Ohio State-Minnesota college football game, had two different people, both sportsbook employees, say, oh my God, I saw Ohio State minus 13.5. This is a employee of the book, and he was at 13.5 at his book. Couldn't bet at his book. Said, oh my God, it's 14 everywhere else. I wanted to run and bet that. Well, that's not how it works. You got to have a reason for that. You can't just say, well, Ohio State's the winner. All right. So I leave that sports book, go to another one, different brand, cash in a couple tickets. Says, you're going to put all this on Ohio State, right? You know, wink, wink. And I said, no, why would I do that? And he goes to tell me how Ohio State's going to boat race Minnesota. They're going to crush them. They're going to run them out of the stadium. I said, no, I'm not going to bet it at all. It's, you know, it was a week or two away this conversation took place. Said, at this point, I don't have any value on it, but if I had a gun to the head forced to take a bet, which, by the way, you're never forced to make a bet, obviously. You don't have to feel obligated to make a bet is what I'm saying. If I'm going to place this bet, I said, I'm taking Minnesota plus 14 points. Why would you do that? You're giving money away. I said, well, that's pretty simple. Big Ten doesn't play a lot of games like this as the first game of the season. They have cupcakes to get their rhythms going. And that's important for a team like Ohio State who reloads every year with more talent after they all graduate to the NFL. They need some of those games to get things going. Now they're going to face a Big Ten opponent in the first week at Minnesota. And guess what? There's going to be a slower paced game because Minnesota's got one of the best running backs in the country, Ibrahim. And that's going to keep the game close. You can't just throw 14 points against the home team like that. As it turned out, it ended up exactly 14. Nobody won, nobody lost. But Ibrahim had gone out with injury late in the third quarter when Minnesota was covering. Minnesota was actually up at halftime. So Ohio State gains 4 points in the fourth quarter, and a net of 4 points, 14-10, I believe it was, in the fourth quarter, and covers the spread in the end. A backdoor cover, you could say, because, quite frankly, if Ibrahim doesn't go out with an injury, Minnesota wins that game. That wins the spread, not the game. And all that public money goes down the toilet. So they escape with that one. The next one, same sports book. Right at the end of that conversation, after he said, yeah, he's thinking, I could see his eyes spinning, thinking, maybe this guy is right on my Ohio State bet. I'm nervous now. He says, well, sell everything you own and bet it on the against the Bears, because the Rams are going to crush them. Oh, boy. I didn't even wait to hear that one much. I said, well, good luck on that. Anybody telling you unsolicited tip, bet everything you own. Again, figure of speech, we hope, right? We hope that people don't bet like that, because you should be able to go to sleep after your bets are played, not stressing out whether they win or lose. It's for fun. I mean, you can make a living at this, yes. But even then, you have to be metered out enough that you're not stressing out over the outcome of one game. Otherwise, you're in the wrong business or in the wrong hobby, the wrong entertainment. You should be able to go to sleep before the bet, and you should be able to go to sleep no matter what the outcome is after the bet. You shouldn't be that happy that you won or that sad that you lost. So that guy automatically, I'm discounting that. I'm walking away, and all of a sudden everything became slow motion for me. I had this urge, you know what, I'm going to spin around and put $5,000 on the Bears bust of points. I'm going to make this guy crap his pants. He's going to be worried about it. And I said, no, that's monstrous behavior. I'm not going to do it. Plus, you know what, that's just as bad as him with his comments, just to do something in spite of somebody else. But it wasn't completely in spite. It's that feeling sometimes you get where you said, hey, that sure, that much conversation, that kind of cockiness on one side, that is a danger. You just unsolicited advice, unsolicited tip from a guy. This was a new employee, not seen him there before. You know, it's funny, looking at the two employees that are there all the time, they have these dead-in-the-eyes looks like, when's my shift over? And here's this guy all exuberant and happy, and he's spreading all of his wonderful tips to the world. And I just felt like I wanted to spin around and see his face change from the kid who just got an ice cream cone at the fairgrounds, and he's all happy because his ice cream cone is bigger than the other two over there who have these sad looks on their face with their little droopy little cones. And I just wanted to go over there and bet $5,000, see the look on his face change from the kid who's got the bigger ice cream cone to the kid who just got the ice cream cone knocked out of his hand. He's looking it upside down on the pavement, crying and bawling his eyes out. Yeah, that's not really very smart betting either. But again, the point being, betting against the public does win as a general rule. If you just bet it against the public and do nothing else, you will win money because the public doesn't win. And when the public comes out at you and tells you, screams at you, oh my God, sell everything you own and bet on this, it's just one of those moments where you're saying, oh my God, I got to bet the other side. I got to bet the other side. Well, as it turns out, we didn't bet that. And hey, good luck, because the guy who bet everything he owned now has double his money because the Rams crushed the Bears. Here's the sad thing. I agreed with that. I had a lean, had the Rams minus 7.5. It's on my spreadsheet in front of me. I talked about it in the podcast the last 2 days, and I said the reason for not playing it is because there's too much public sentiment all over the Rams, and that's not a good sign at all. You know what? The public won this one, and that's great. Hey, happy for everyone that won, especially the ones that bet way too much in the game. I'm freaking happy that they didn't lose more than they could afford to lose, and they're celebrating, exciting about it. But over as a general rule, not playing that game is going to save you money, or playing against it's going to win you money as a rule at the end of the season. So I'm not sad I didn't play that, but I am sad that I heard that conversation, because quite frankly, that was a solid, solid pick to take the Rams minus the point. But sometimes you just have to understand when you hear things on the street, the quote-unquote the street, you either ignore them or you have to take them into account in an opposite direction from what you want. If every single person in the world is telling you to buy Ethereum or Bitcoin, guess what? It's the other frickin' way. If every single person in the world is jumping into the stock market because it's gone up too much and they don't want to be the one that missed out on it, That's about when it tips over the other way, and now they're trying to bail out because they spent too much money already on it, and they're losing too much money, and they're afraid, so they're selling out now so they don't lose more. And that's why the market goes up very fast, and that's why the market goes down very fast. And sports are the same freaking thing. If every single team, everybody's like, oh my God, bet the Rams, Dalton and the Bears suck, it'll never happen, it'll never, you know what? Forget about it or bet the other side. But unfortunately, sometimes it does go the way for one game, for a three-hour period in time. This guy was right, and he's probably growing like a rooster at work right now. But you know what? It is what it is. So that's it for today. That was a little story, which I wanted to be maybe have something a little entertaining there and that, throw a little tips in there. But we'll be back tomorrow with some, hopefully, some winning picks. Have a good one.